Sog the Gemara, Daf Chof Ches Omid Beis, six lines from the bottom, by the two dots. Sog the Gemara, Gufom Rav Yidom Rav, Kshoyz V'chozes Ma'arvim Bohen. Haps and chozes and tfuah that's not ripened, it's still green, you're allowed to use for an Erev. U'mevorchen alein Bo'er Pi Adoma, and the bracha that's made is Bo'er Pi Adoma. It's a final, even though it's not a final stage yet, but klape the Pri Adoma, you can already make a Pri Adoma. Kshoyz Bekamo, how much of the haps do you need in order to be ma'arev? We know that the din of Erev needs to be a mozen of Suda Shabbos. That's the whole vort in Erev Tchumin, that you are acquiring this new abode, this new mokum diurin, where the Erev is, and that's your home, so to speak, and now you can carry from there an additional 2,000 amas. So how much do you need, Zog Rashi, kshoyz bekama havale mozen bei sudas? How much kshoyz do you need in order to have a shear of bei sudas? Now, mean come on, mozen shtei sudas le Erev. You need two sudas for an Erev. Now, either it means two sudas of the item itself, or the amount of that item that you would eat with when you're eating two sudas. Meaning, it could be a vegetable, it could be something that's used as a side dish. How much of it would you eat when you're having two sudas on Shabbos? Now, the Levush and others say the reason why it says Beis sudas in the Gemara and not Gimel sudas, the Gemara Sunan Choptes, is because even on Shabbos you need Gimel sudas and you're trying to acquire this new diurin on Shabbos in order to walk 2,000 amas, is because me'ikad din, when it comes to Suda Shlishis, a person could be yoitze like the Magen Avraham, and like the other poskim in Reis Tzadi Aleph, can be yoitze b'mini tagimo. So it doesn't need this makom kvius for the din of Erev. That's why it's a sheer base sudas, the ikka sudas belaila and the yoim, mashenge the Suda Shlishis, how do we do it? And it's necessary. But since it could be yoitze b'mini tagimo, it doesn't fall into the category of what's required for the Muslim base sudas. So fact the Gemara, now that we're saying that kshoyz and chozes is allowed to be ma'arev, so what's the shear? How much kshoyz? How much of these haps is considered enough that you're ma'arev? Zog the Gemara, kshoyz bekama k'domer avichil k'mole hayad, a fistful. Since we're not talking about eating the meal itself made out of kshoyz, but the amount that you're using as a side dish in a meal of two sudas, in those two meals, so k'mole hayad, which is a handful. Just like Rabbi Chil said, Kamale Ayad, so too when it comes to choice, it's Kamale Ayad. What's the shear of Chozes? Of Tvua that's still Yorek, that's still not ripened. The amount that the farmers use to bundle together agudas of Yerek, that they Kerech together. So that shear of bundle, that's the amount of Chozes. Zog ma'om Rav Chilki Batuvia, ma'arvin bekalyo. Zog Rashi kalya klach shel esev koshike eitz. You're allowed to be ma'arv even this koshike eitz, this klach, this bundle of esev, of grass. So why is this edible? Zog di gemorah, bekalyo sakadaitoch. It's not edible b'chlal. Ela b'yaka de kalya. We're talking about the yerek, the leaves, the vegetable of that kalya, you can be ma'arv with. Bekama, what's the shear? How much you need of it? Om Reb Chil, kamali ayad, a handful. Reb Yirmiyah nofek l'kir yosa. Reb Yirmiyah went to the city kir yosa to see the tvuah of Rashi. Nofek l'kir yosa, he went, boy minei, they asked him, ma'u la'arib b'pulin lachin. Is one allowed to be ma'arv with pulin, those lentils that are lachin? Now, even though the beans are not edible in a raw state, but since they're lachin, Zok the Ritva, and the other Bishoyim, the Rashba, since they're lachin, since they're wet, so Mela, even before Bishulon, they're edible. Meaning, lachin, there are people that eat it before Bishulon, even though usually you cook it, but it's edible. So Mela, the question is, Bepulin lachin. But Avada, when it comes to Yevashim, Zok the Rashba, if it would be dry pulin, then nobody eats it. Avad over there, that would not be a question. Avad, that would not be considered an item that you can be ma'arv with. However, pulin lachin, the question is bekamo. Zogmol have a biyodi, he didn't have an answer. Ki osa levei me'ad shomalei, they told him, hochi omer Rabbi Yanai, ma'arvim bepulin lachin. You're allowed to be ma'arv pulin lachin. Bekamo, and what's the amount? Omer Rabbi Chil, kamoli ayad, a handful. Omer Rabbi Mnuna ma'arvim betaldin. One is allowed to use beets as an erev. Not just regular beets, but betaldin chayin, meaning raw beets. Uncooked. If you have raw beets, it kills a living person. So how could you say that it could be used for an Erev if it's something that is not just not healthy, it kills a person? That which kills a person is talking about the beets that are partially cooked, meaning in a raw state, you can eat it. In a cooked state, you can eat borscht, you can eat raw beets. But when it's boshel v'loy boshel, when it's partially cooked, that's the one that's kotel gava, that kills a person. One cannot be ma'arav with beets that are raw. Doma Rav Chizah Silka Chaya, raw beets, Kotel Gavre Chaya, kills a living person. Frag the Gemara, aye, we see people eat beets, Vok Chazina de Ka'achli, Veloy Maise, people don't die. So Gemara, Hosam Boshel Veloy Boshel, that which we said that it kills a person is when it's partially cooked, Boshel Veloy Boshel. So it's the same, Lishta Yikadami is saying the same Yisoid, that Boshel Veloy Boshel is Kotel, just in a different way of saying this Lashon. Zog de Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Tavshil Shel Taldin. If a person has a dish made out of beets, Yofel Lelev, it's good for one's heart. V'tov L'naim, it's good for eyesight. V'koshken L'minim Ha'ayim, and for sure good for one's intestines. Omer Rabaya, V'hudu Yosva Beit Tafi V'ove Tuchtuch. It's only when it's cooked in a state that it's sitting on the kettle and it makes a noise called Tuchtuch. So it's cooked to such an extent that it becomes mevushel yofen in its stomach. It makes a noise that of tuchtuch emanates when it's martiach. Omar Rav Areini k'ben Azai b'shuki tvelya. I'm like Ben Azai b'shuki tvelya. Zok Rashi yomer b'dichuhu. He was in a good mood. Havale l'rova va'omelu l'tamidim. He told his tamidim hashta tzila daite. I'm in a good mood. Any question you want to ask me, I can answer. Like Ben Azai, he was the greatest Oike Horim. All the Chachm Yisrael like Klippus Hashum, chutz min Akireh Hazeh. And in Kiveges Mitzayin, in the Gemara in Bechoyres, which is referring to Bakiva, chutz min Akireh Hazeh, except for Bakiva. So he said, ask me any question. B'shuk Tveria. One of the Chachomim asked Rava, Omelehum Rabbanon Rava, Tapuchim Bekamo, how many apples does one need in order to be Ma'arev Eruv Yitchumin? Omaleh, so Rava told him back, you're making an assumption that you're allowed to be Ma'arev with apples, and you ask me how many? V'chi Ma'arev B'tapuchim, since when are you allowed to be Ma'arev B'tapuchim with apples? Now, Tosfos in Daf Chav Zayin before said that I'm not allowed to be Ma'arev with apples. Why not? What's the hamin and not? Why would you not be able to ma'ar with apples? It's regular pre. It's a regular geduli karka. It's food. So Tosfos says that he said this l'chadudah ba'alma. He wants to be mechadis talmidim. So he said, first show me that you could be ma'ar with tapuchin. And then from that, he brought a raya from a mishnah that tapuchim are included in the dinner erev. That's one way of learning. Others learn, the Rashba learns, that we're talking about tapuchin is tapuchim that are meant for a dessert, as a kinuach suda. And maybe for that, you cannot be ma'arev because it's not a michael for ikka suda. So that's where you have to show that even tapuchim, which are kinuach suda, and not ikka suda, you're allowed to be ma'arev with that also, even though it's not the ikka suda. Others learn, Tosfos comes lafuke that sad in Daf Chav Zayin, that tapuche yar, because tapuchim is regular food. Elamai, you're going to tell me tapuche yar is not edible. Wild apples that grow in the wild that are not edible, that are more poisonous. So, but others learn that the goof of the chiddush is by tapuchiyar, can be ma'arav in those. But kaponim, v'chi ma'arav in betapuchim, since when can be ma'arav betapuchim in apples, that you ask me how many do you need? You cannot be ma'arav betapuchim. Why not? V'otanan, we learned clearly in the Mishnah, kol ha'oichli mitzafin lifsal ha'sakviyah b'chatzi pras. All food items are mitzarev to passel a person. Meaning, if someone ate oichel and tmein, even though oichel is not metame a person b'mago, but if you ate an amount of a chatzi pras, which is two beitzim, then a person is nifsa melecha b'truma. That's a mishnah later on in Daf Pei Beis that a person becomes tomei by eating meichel that is tmein, even though usually oichel is not metame in Odom, but when you eat a certain amount, so then it's metame the person. So oichlin, kol oichlin, all food items are mitzarev to the shear of to pass the gvia, to pass the person, bechatzi pras. Chatzi pras, a pras is a pras is gufa, a half. A pras is a loshen prusa. So chatzi pras is chatzi of a chetzia, which is a chatzi pras. The shear that is of all food items that are mitzarev to pasul a person, that if he ate macholim tmeim to the shear of a chatzi pras, then a person is now also to eat, is possible to eat truma. So all oichlam mitzarev to this din, Uven mozen shtei sudas le'erev, and likewise all food items are mitzarev to the shear of mozen, two sudas that a person needs for an erev. So we see that all food items are included, including apples. Ukebeya, and likewise all food items are mitzarev for a shear beya le'tametumis oichlin, to metametumis oichlin. Three items mentioned over in the Mishnah. Number one, all food items are mitzarev to passel a person when he ate a chatzi pras, even though Oichel is not metamim and odom, but if you oichel tmeim, if you eat a certain amount, it's metamim that he can't have his posel from lechem b'tshuma. Likewise, all oichel mitzarev for the din of shtei sudas for erev, and likewise all oichel mitzarev for the din kebeya letametum esoichlin. Now, zogdi gemara. So you bring a raya over here that tapuchin are included in food items that can be used for an erev. V'hai my tiyufta. What's the raya? If it's because it says kol oichlam mitzdarfin, and that's a tufta to show that tapuchin you can be mitzdarf with, that's the tufta you're saying. You vichim arm betapuchin. So on that he wanted to answer. V'loy v'otran. We see clearly a tufta that you could be ma'arim betapuchin. That you're asking me could be ma'arim betapuchin. We see clearly you could. V'hai my tufta. Ilay mishum ketoni kol oichlam. It says all food items. V'hai mina achilin inu. And apples are food items. Even when it says a klal of kol, it's not all inclusive. And even when it says an exception of chutz, it's not all inclusive. There could be other things that are excluded too. So just because it says kol oichlin doesn't mean that all oichlin includes apples too. Maybe apples are excluded. Even if we would say chutz, a different item, an apple could still be excluded. So what's a raya in lemenim and aklolas? How do you know that apples are included in the kol? It says mozen shtei sudas le'erev ukebeya letametum esoichlin. We're putting together the two things. Just like food items are mitzarev for the mozen shtei sudas for an erev, so to them mitzarev for a shear of beya letametum esoichlin. Now, since we know that apples are also b'shear of metametum esoichlin kebeya, so likewise, they're included in the mozen shtei sudas le'erev. The Mishnah puts them together. Mozen shtei sudas le'erev and kebeya letamet tumas oichlin. And since apples are included in the shear of tumas oichlin, so too it has tumas oichlin, so too it's included in the shear of mozen shtei sudas le'erev. Now the etzem din of kebeya letamet tumas oichlin, so it means, it's really machlok zishoyim, does it mean kebeya letamet tumas oichlin letame acherim, or does it mean even letame atzmoi? So there are those that say letame atzmo is a kolshu, and only letame achem we need a beya. Masha'enken, legabe tumas achem we need a beya, but atzmo is a kolshu. Others say that no, even letame atzmo, it needs a kashir kebeya. It's machlokes is tois psachim, daf lamed gimel, and the Rambam in tumas oichlin perek dalad argues on this tois. It's this machlokes gufa, does the Gemara referring to kebeya letame tumas oichlin itself, or dafke la acherim? But on Kaponim, we see that since apples are included in the shir letametum esoichlin, either itself or others, so who then it's included in the Mishnah that says mozen shtei sudas le'erev, so apples can be avada used for an erev. V'hani nami b'nei t'muyah tumas oichlin inu, and apples tapuchin are b'nei t'muyah tumas oichlin. So now back to the kasha, since you established that they're included in the din of tumas oichlin kebeya, so what then they're included in the din of mozen shtei sudas le'erev, v'kama, what's the amount? They're asking Robert this question in Shuket Tverya, like Ben Isaac in Shuket Tverya. What's the amount of, how many apples do you need? Omer Rav Nachman, tapuchim bekav. The amount of apples that a person would need in order to ma'arv would be a shear of a kav. So the shear of a kav, which is 24 bayim, is the amount that you would need of apples for the mozen shtei sudas, either for the kinuach of the mozen shtei sudas that a person uses and has during a suda, during the kinuach of the suda. That's the shear that you need for the erev. Now Rashi says over here, when the Gemara said that the reason why we know that apples are included is because since this Mishnah says the din of tumas oichlin, who had in the din of erev, apples are included. Zok Rashi, elim shum detoni erev dumi de tumas oichlin. The mashma kol shum etame tumas oichlin, whatever's included in the din of tumas oichlin, yesh le mozen shtei sudas chozi le erev. So we compare tapuchim that have a din of tumas oichlin, so to they have a din of erev. So Tosfos earlier on Daf Chav Zayin said, Chav Zayin on Beis, that this is all a gabe the din of metame tumas oichlin. But so you compare the din of erev to the din of tumas oichlin. But when it comes to the din of tikun macholin, meaning that you have to misakin a meichel, there's a big difference between tumas oichlin, that it's enough even if you need, it still needs a tikun, it's lacking a tikun, versus erev. Erev lacking a tikun is not roi le erev. Erev has to be ready and and ready to be eaten and partaken of now when at the onset of Shabbos. So if it's chaset tikkun legabe tumas oichlin, it's metama, but legabe erev it not. Zok toisus chav zayin on beis on the top of the toisus. Meaning, you need a tikkun, so it's not good for an erev. But when it comes to tumas oichlin, it's enough for tumas oichlin, even though it needs a tikkun. When it comes to erev, tikkun would not be, which we're not comparing it in Gansen to the din of Tumas Oichlin. Tumas Oichlin, even if it's lacking tikkun, it's metame Tumas Oichlin. And it's dikkun because of Maisa. Masha ain't came when it comes to Erev, it has to be ready now. It can't be lacking a tikkun. So there is a difference. But when it comes to the din, that the etzim din of Tumas Oichlin in the Mishnah, so called whatever's included, tapuchim are included in Tumas Oichlin, in general, so too it's included in the din of Erev. The end of that Tosis says that Rava, when he said v'chim ha'arim b'tapuchin, like we said before, was only l'chedu de ba'alma. So Tosis, the end of that Tosis, chavzayin ha'beiz, v'rova da'oma k'chim ha'arim b'tapuchin l'chadu dehu. It only came to m'chadu de rabbonon. Doha otu milo yovi yodu de nicha b'kesa ma'isa da v'primi priya v'gdu le'kaka. They ain't lo m'demari b'tapuchim shayyar. We're not talking about tapuchim of yar, the tzoch le'mitkin. So he says that it was only chedude ba'alma, and we're not talking about tepuchim yar. Other we're showing him say we're talking about tepuchim yar, or we're talking about tepuchim of kinuach. But on kaponim was a chedude ba'alma. Now the Rabbi Chananel says that Rava said, "I'm ready to be like Ben Azay b'shuket Tveria." Zok the Rabbi Chananel pirush Rava mishtapcha ve'omar hareni yadua b'chochma be'erovin k'mo yishay Ben Azay. Ask me any question in Hilchas Erevin, because I'm Yadua B'Chochma in Hilchas Erevin. The Chazanish in Emunah B'Tochen writes in Per Gimel Chof Aleph, he says that since he was Mishtabeach about his godless in his Chochma Satayra, so they asked him a question in Halacha. Zot the Chazanish, because godless in Chochma Satayra is measured in Divri Halacha. So Memela, they asked him the question of Tapuchim B'Kama Le'erev. To measure the godless of a person's Torah, Chochmas HaTorah, it's measured through knowing and knowledgeable in Halacha L'mais, in Shmaisa Libet Hilchsa, in Halacha. And that's where they asked him in Hilchas Erevin, Tapuchim Bekama, Azoy Zog the Chazanish in Emunah B'Tochen. So his answer was Bekav, that the shear you need is a shear of a Kav. Frag the Gemara Kash on that. Meis Reb Shimon Elozo, Oimer, Reb Shimon Elozo said as follows. When it comes to being mechalik to the aniyim on the goyren, you have to give them a shear of two sudas. That's called v'nasata lelevi legel leyosem almona a shear nesina. So uchla, if you have a measurement of an uchla is a shminis shebelitra, zekdrashi a litra is a lug. So an eighth of a lug of tavlin of spices, velitra and a lug of yerek of vegetables, va'asore goes in 10 walnuts, v'chamisha afaskin and 5 peaches, v'shnei rimonim and 2 pomegranates, v'esrig yechad and 1 esrig. Now, here we see clearly that these are the amounts that you give for matnas aniyim that you mechalak al agoyren in the sina. Ve'omar gursik ba'dori mishmei derav menashe ba'sheguvle mishmei derav v'chein le'erev. And likewise, when it comes to erev, these are the amounts that you give for the shear of mazon sheisudis. Now it says clearly you give 5 apasikin, 5 peaches. There's no difference between an apple and a peach. The Gemara is not mechalak. So why do you say the shear of tapuchim is a kav? Here we see the shear should be 5 apples, just like 5 apasikin. Let it be like peaches. Enter the Gemara. Hani chashiva v'hani lo chashiva. Here, the Gemara is being mechalik. Like people say, you can't compare apples to oranges. You can't compare afarsikin to tapuchin. Afarsikin a choshev, so it's a choshev thing, so that's the shear is 5. 5 is sufficient. It's choshev, so that's a shear of Erev. And it's a shear of Matnas Aniyim. Masha Enkin, when it comes to tapuchim, which are not as choshev, so you take need a shear of a kav. Zog Drashi, v'hani nami lehavik afarsikin v'tizg b'chamisha, let 5 be sufficient. Enter the Gemara, hani chashiva, v'amin lekamon koshu liftin. It's something that's used as a dip, k'de lechoboy, al malav mamish sudas. I'm not talking about that it's mamish used for the suda, but rather as a dip. That means every item is for what it's used for. If it's used for a lefes, so that's its chshivus. So the Meiri Taka says, and he says, that the difference is because it's choshev, so it's enough that it's served b'toich a different suda. It's so choshev, you bring in this dish, not as a suda, but on its own, as a lifton. The chshivus makes it as a lifton, it's enough if it's 5 taka. Masha enkein macholim that are not so choshev like tapuchim. So because of they're not being choshev, it needs a shear b'fnei atzmam. It needs a shear on its own. It's not pshat as a dip alone because it's not as choshev. So that's why it's a shear taka b'kav. Zok the Gemara Omer Rav Yosef shorel emorel Rav Menashe b'ashigubli. In Shulik to Rav Menashe b'ashigubli, ano amrisin nahalei amasisin. I said this din of v'chein le'erev on a Mishnah. V'hu omra b'raisa, and you're saying it on the b'raisa. You bring a b'raisa v'chein le'erev on this din of uchle tavlin v'litro yerek v'asor ha'goyz v'chamish ha'faskin v'shnei remoyni v'esek echod. And on that, Gursik said v'chein le'erev. I said it on the Mishnah v'chein le'erev. Why are you saying it on the b'raisa? The Tanan, what's the Mishnah that we see that v'chein le'erev, that likewise tapuchin will be good? It says, ein poichsin lo'oni b'goyin, a similar Mishnah. Talks about matnas aniyin. Ein poichsin lo'oni b'goyin v'chatzi kav chitin. You can't give less than a half a kav of chitin. V'kav and a whole kav of sorghum of barley. Remei oima, chatzi kav sorghum, a half a kav of sorghum. V'kav v'chatzi kusmin, and 1.5 kav of kusmin. V'kav groigres, and a kav of groigres. Oi monad vela. Rabbi Kiva Oima, pras. It's not a mona, it's a pras, which is a half a mona. V'chatzi lug yain and a half a lug of yain you give to the oni on a goyrin. Rabbi Kiva Oima, revius yain, not a chatzi lug. V'revius shemen and a revius of shemen. Rabbi Kiva Oima, shminis. V'shar kol ha-peres and all other fruits. Oma Abba, what's the shear? Oma Abba Shol, k'deshiyim krem, v'yikach ben, mozen shtei sudas. The amount that the oni can acquire two sudas. And on that, Rav said, meaning on all fruits, including apples. So why are you bringing it on the Braisa? I said on the Mishnah. So why is this any better than the Braisa? So it's the same idea. The point is, just like the Matnas Aniyim al Agoyrin, just like it is in the scene of an Asato, so to V'chein Le'erev. My Uma Haimahach. Zog the Mogha Ilay Mishum the Kotoni Bahach Tavlin. If because the Bryce it says Tavlin. It says Uchle Tavlin. Now Tavlin is a spice. A spice cannot be used for an Erev. The Tavlin Labane Achilininu. And Tavlin is not edible. So it's not edible. So it doesn't make sense to say on that Bryce of a Chen Erev. Otu Hochimila Kotoni Chitin Visoirin. But in the Mishnah it also says Chitin Visoirin. It says Kav Chitin. It says Kav Soirin. Chatzi Kav Chitin. Kav Soirin. That's also not edible in the raw state. You have to process it. And it's, yet it says V'chein Le'erev. So it means V'chein Le'erev on whatever is edible. Mila Kotoni Chitin Visoirin V'labani Achilininu. Zog the Gemara. Elo Mishum de Kotoni Chatzi Lug Yayin. Since the Mishnah says chatzi lug yain, a half a lug of yain is what you give to the oni. V'omar Avin Rav said lagabe erevin ma'arvin b'shtei revius of yain, two revius of yain, which is a chatzi lug. So since the shear of erev is exactly the amount of chatzi lug, like it says in the Mishnah, so it makes sense that v'chein le'erev is going on this Mishnah where it's mentioned chatzi lug yain, because since Rav said ma'arvin b'shtei revius of yain, so may the be'inon kuli hai, since you need so much wine for the din of erev, so shema mino. He said on the Mishnah, he didn't say it on the Braisa. V'chein le'erev is on the Mishnah where it mentions chatzi lug yayin for the oni, and that's the shear that you be in kule hai for an erev taka, two revius of yayin. So shmamino, he said it on the Mishnah, and that's what he said before, that Omer Rav Yosef, shogel emogel Rav Menashe b'ashigubli in shuldigzich, anam risin ali amasisin, I said v'chein le'erev on the Mishnah, and not on the Braisa that you mentioned, the Braisa of Tavlin, but rather on this Mishnah where it mentions of two revius of yayin, which is a chatzi lug of yayin, shmamino. Now, on the etzem din, if you can be ma'arev betavlin, the Gemara says over here clearly that tavlin is labanei achilininu. Avadi, you can't be ma'arev betavlin, it's a spice, it's not something that's edible. Lemaisa, the Rambam in Hilchos Erev in Perek Aleph, Halach Yud Aleph, says clearly, you're ma'arev betavlin. The Gemara over here says you're not, but the Rambam learns the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, ilema, that tavlin is labanei achilininu. That's not, doesn't stare me. It might not be edible in a raw state. You don't just eat tavlin on its own. You don't open a cabinet and eat tavlin. But since it can be added to a food item, it's considered good for an erev, even though it's labanei achila. Just like chitim v'sa'irin, it doesn't have to be edible now. It's edible in its state on its own. It can be edible with something else. The Rambam Shita is that you can be ma'arev betavlin. And the reason you can be ma'arev betavlin because it's roi l'achila with other food items. And that's sufficient for erev. To be together with it, with a lefes, with something else, is taka sufficient for an erev. So tavlin lemaisa, you could be ma'arev. That's really a big machlokes to show him, or it could be ma'arev with something like a tavlin or not.
Zok tu mo vayta omamar, uve mozo in shtei sudas le'erev.
And the shear that you need for an Erev is Mazon Shtei Sudas. Like we said before, it's not Gimel Sudas, even though you need three Sudas on Shabbos, is because the third Sudas, Zokta Levush, like it says in the Poiskim Reish Tzari Aleph, the Magen Avraham and others, that Be'etzim could be Yoitze B'mine Tagimo. So it doesn't have to have that Kvias of a Mokum Suda that you'll be acquiring a new abode. It doesn't have to be Koil all Gimel Sudas. Two Sudas are enough. So Mazon Shtei Sudas Le'erev. So Rav Yosef wanted to had a havamina originally that it means you have to have a whole suda from this one food item and another whole suda from the second food item. So it's suda mahai besuda mahai. That's a mazon shtei sudas. Doesn't have to be a whole suda from the food item. It could be mitzuref in different food items. It could be mechzer shish and revia. So it doesn't have to be one food item. Now this whole sugya in the Gemara is talking about mazon shtei sudas le'eruv and can be ma'arav different food items. Is obviously talking about Erev Tchumin. But for Erev Chatzeres, like we said in the beginning of the parak, you need Dafka Pas. And you can't be Ma'arev food items together. It has to be Dafka Pas. Now, as Machlokes Rambam Ravid, what about Shitufe Mevoyes? Tchumin, you can be Ma'arev different food items. Chatzeres, you have to have Pas. Does Shituf Mevoyes, is that similar to Erev Chatzeres, that you need Pas, or you need one min? Or you can be Ma'arev different food items, like by Tchumin, like the Gemara is saying, Afil Mechtel Shishal Revia. So it's Machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Ravid holds in Ervin Perak Aloch Yud Aleph. The Ravid holds that you need dafka one min by shittum voice also, and the Rambam over there holds that all oichla mitzdarif also by shittum from a voice. And this Gemara lemechta shishal aviyah is not just talking about erev tchumin but also shittum a voice. Chatzeres avad it's only bepas. Zog the Gemara gufo merav ma'arvin b'shtei revias shel yain. You can be ma'arv with two revias and of yain. Now two revias and yain is really a half a lug. So why does it not say chatzi lug? It's because we're coming to say the mazon shtei sudas. So it says shtei revias shel yain. Shtei revias shel yain. Every revias for every one revias for every suda. So it's loshen of shtei revias shel yain. It could have said chatzi lug, but be'etzim we're trying to shtel avek the mazon shtei sudas. So it says shtei revias shel yain. Frag the Gemara mi bin kule hay. You need so much wine. V'atanya. We learned in the Baisek of Shimon Loza Oimer, Yayin Kidelecho Boy. The amount of wine that you need is in order to use it as a dip. Kidelecho Boy. It doesn't have to have a whole revias, two revias and of Yayin. It's the amount that you use when you're eating that you dip the food in there. So, Drashi, Yayin Kidelecho Boy, Lishrois Boy Pas, Mosin Bey Sudas. The amount of wine you need is that you're sure that you soak in there bread, the Mosin Bey Sudas. So, you don't need that much wine. Zok the Baisek Vaita. That's the gabe yayin k'de lechaboy. Choymetz vinegar k'de lit the taboy in order to be used as a dip. The taboy is a drashi boser mazon beis sudas. The shear of boser in the mazon beis sudas. That's how much you need of the choymetz. How much you use it as a dip. Zeisim uptzolim when it comes to olives and onions k'de lechol ben shtei sudas. The amount that you eat. The amount that you use to be malafis to pass with, that you smear on the bread by the mazon of shtei sudas. So it's not eating it on its own. It's zeisim b'tzolim k'delecho ben. Al kaponim, why does it say the shir yad is teir aviyasin? Here it says it's k'delecho boy, the amount that you need as a dip when you soak the bread in there. So the difference is hosam b'chamra mevashlo when you have cooked wine. So ein chenami. Cooked wine, it's choshev lelafis boy, and then taking the shear is much less than two revisin. Mashenkin, regular wine that's not cooked, you taka have to have a shear of shtei revisin, two sudas, which is two revisin. Zog the Gemara Omar Mar Choymitz Kdele Tavaboy. We said that the shear of vinegar for an Erev is the amount that you need to use as a dip. Zog the Gemara, two understandings, two avonis in this din. Omar Avgil Omar Av. What does it mean? The shear of the chaimitz is k'deila tabel by mozen shtei suda shal yerek, meaning that the suda itself is made out of vegetables, and the amount that you need to metavel the vegetables in the chaimitz in the vinegar, that's the shear that you need for a vegetable suda. Ikedami the pshat is no. Omer Avgil Omer Rav, the shear of chaimitz that you need is yerek hanechal b'shtei sudas, the amount of vegetables that you eat in two sudas of pas, meaning it's a much smaller shear. Not pshat that the suda is made out of yerek. But the suda is made out of pas and bosa, whatever it is. But the yerek is the side dish. How much do you have to utilize chaimitz to dip in the yerek that's a side dish in the suda of the pas? Meaning, obviously, if the suda is only yerek, then it's much more yerek that you're eating. So you're consuming more, so you need more chaymitz to dip in. But if the suda is other things, and the yarek is a side dish, they need much less of a chaymitz to dip in, because the yarek is not the main dish, so then it's a smaller shear. When it comes to olives, and when it comes to onions, the amount that that a person needs to eat shear of two sudas. Since when can you make an eruv with betzolim with onions? V'otanya, Om Reb Shimon Lozer Pamachas Shovas Remeir Ba'adiska. Remeir was once for Shabbos in the city of Adiska. Ubo Adomech Lefonov, and a person approached him and asked him, Om Eloi Rebbe, he asked Remeir, Irafti b'tzolim, I made an eruv tchumin with betzolim. Could I now carry 2,000 amas from the place of my betzolim of my onions? Letivin, in order to go to Tivin. Irafti b'ptzolim letivin, in order to go to the city of Tivin. V'yishiv Rameir ba'alba amoy shaloi. And Rameir said, stay put, you can't go anywhere. Ptzolim is not a proper Erev. You did not make an Erev tchumin, so merely you have to stay where you are. You only have dollar amas. Now, Taiz Rari points out that this was chutz le'ir, because if it's in the ear, then you can go to whole ear. The whole ear is mahalach haskula. But only when you're chutz le'ir, then you only have dollar amas. So Al Kaponim, he told him, stay put. So what are you saying that betzolim can be used? Here we see clearly he told him betzolim cannot be used. It depends which part of the betzolim. When you use the leaves of the onion, those are not choshev, those are bad, those are not edible, those taka are not proper for an eruv, and that's why he said stay put. Mashenga, when you use not the alim, but you use the imoyes, which is the bulb itself, the onion itself, so those are edible and those could be used for an eruv. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, if someone ate an onion, and he got up in the morning with mace and he died, we don't ask, what did he die from? It's obviously he died because he ate the onion, which is the bad part of the onion. Meaning the leaf of the onion. So those are takaroyim. When it comes to the bulb itself, then you don't have to worry, that's not a sakona. And even the leaves of the onion that we say is royim and it's sakona is loy amoron. We only said this elo zok demor dafchov tesom et beis the loy aftzil zilta, that the onion did not turn into a size of a zeres. The zeres is between the pinky and the thumb. If the onion is not that size, then the alim ataka sakona. Then it has eres in there. Then it's poisonous. Aval iftzil zilta. But if the onion is the size of a zeres, Leis lombo, they don't have to worry about even about the alim. Zok di gemara omra popa loy amoron ela loy ish teshicha. Likewise, another condition is if you didn't drink beer after you ate the alim. Aval ish teshicha, less lombo, even if it's a small onion, there's no chash if you drank beer after that. Zok di gemara, we'll finish the gemara to the two dots. Ton rabbonon. Lo yoichal odom botzel mnei nochesh. A person not eat a botzel and onion because of the poison that's inside the botzel that's as bad like an eris of a nochesh. He ate a half a botzel and a half a nochash, meaning the poison that comes together with this. And he turned ill and he was about to die. Even though Chomim said not to eat the alam of the botzel, and he was about to be punished for that, still they were mispal on him. And his chaverim and the talmid chomim, the rabbanon, were mevakish rachim on him. And he lived because it's a shah tzichaloi. So the Rashi in Yankov is goyis shah tzichaloi, meaning shahador tzichaloi, meaning that he was tzichaloi. And that's why they were mispalo for him, and that's why he was taka zeicher to live. Rav tzichaloi is a schus that a person lives. Now, the Ritva is medayik over here that the only reason they were mispalo for him is because shahador tzichaloi, shahram tzichaloi, shahshah tzichaloi. If not for that, since he would cause himself a sakona, he put himself in a matzah sakona, he ate onions, he was oivan divich hachomim, so putting yourself in a matzah sakona, they won't daven for you. Dr. Mitzvot, only because Shatzor Tzichim Loi, only because Rabin Tzichim Loi, that's why they davened for him. And the Poiskim Taka say, if someone put himself in a matzah of sakona, so if you're ma'abed la'atzmoy, you're about to be ma'abed la'atzmoy, is there a chiv to be matzah or not? Maybe you're machnes atzmoy, then you're not mechuyev to be matzil. It's only because shashot tzichim loy. He put himself in the sakona. He was oivan divich hachomim. He ate the botzel. So, but the reason why I'm mispalel is because rabim tzichim loy, shashot tzichim loy. So it would only be because shashot tzichim loy. But maybe when you put yourself in the sakona, you're not mechuyev to. Other than Machalik, no. Avada Yimachuiv to save someone, even if he put himself in a matzakona, even if he about to be ma'abal atzma ledas. That which we're saying, Shashot Tzichin Ladu Mispalel, that's not a regular Hatzola. Hatzola Tivis Yimachuiv, even if a person put himself in a matzakona. The Hatzola we're talking about over here is Tfilah. Hatzola Skulis. Hatzola Skulis, maybe you're not Machuiv by Machnis Atzmoy Lesakona. By Hatzola Tivis Yimachuiv, even by Matzal Atzma Lesakona. You're supposed to save Hatzola Kol, no matter what the person did, even if it's Machnis Atzma Lesakona. But when it comes to Hatzola Skulis, meaning Mispalo, that they only did because Rabim Tzichim Loi, and that's why they were Mispalo. But otherwise, maybe Machnis Atzma Lesakona, to Mispalo, and maybe you're not Mechuyiv to. Tois on the top says that the Nocha Sheboy is not talking about an actual snake. So Rashi says, the Eresh Shal Sorev Botzel, it's Saka the Eres. The Rach says that the onion that turns in a circular shape in the inside of the onion, it's called the nochash al-botzel. That part is not healthy. It's called the nochash al-botzel because it goes in a circular motion. We're not talking about an actual snake, but rather the nochash al-botzel. We'll stop here by the two dots on the top of Chof Tesom at Beis.